So what about patients that progress on particularly alectinib or brigatinib? First of all, what do we know about people progressing on alectinib? Do we know whether or not people respond to either brigatinib or ceritinib, which I think is also approved?
Yeah, ceritinib is also approved in frontline.
But in people progressing on alectinib?
So it's now boiled down to understanding what's the mechanism of resistance, because you have so many gatekeeper mutations that happen with these drugs. The most worrisome gatekeeper mutation is the G12O2 mutation. And when you see a G12O2 mutation, the best option for those patients may be lorlatinib. There is some suggestion brigatinib may be active, but lorlatinib is now FDA approved, so that's what I would go to. Certainly, there are anecdotal cases where patients progress on alectinib and they responded to ceritinib or brigatinib. We just don't have a lot of information. So my practice now, with the approval of lorlatinib, it clearly gives me a way to get this drug in. And when patients progress on lorlatinib, then we can worry about whether we go to chemo or is there a chance that they could respond to brigatinib or ceritinib.
Yeah, I guess I was in the mode of hearing people say we don't really know what to do. Maybe sometimes we try brigatinib, but I guess once lorlatinib was approved, like you said, that became academic.
Yes.
What do we know about lorlatinib in terms of tolerability, in terms of how it works, and whether it's being used and looked at earlier on?
Lorlatinib specifically was developed to get high levels of the drug into the brain, and we know that the response rates are in the 40% to 50% range in patients who progressed on prior ALK inhibitors. It's also active in ROS1 patients who have progressed on a ROS1 inhibition. Right now, the approval is specific for the ALK setting. The drug is given on a daily basis, relatively well tolerated, I would say. Occasionally, you see some CNS type of side effects, maybe hallucinations or behavior alterations in a small percentage of patients. But those are usually in the first few days of therapy with continued treatment. That's not an issue.
So is lorlatinib being looked at in the upfront setting?
I believe there is a trial comparing lorlatinib to crizotinib in the frontline setting that's ongoing. I don't know what the status of that specific trial is, but that is very much how they are moving forward to developing the drug.